Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and we go live to Ukraine for our daily visit with Joseph Lindsley. We all know Annie Leibovitz for her amazing photographs. I saw a lot of it in Rolling Stone. She's been photographing people and celebrities for I don't know how many years, but I love Annie Leibovitz, and now she has taken some pictures for Vogue magazine. And Joseph, who are the subjects of these pictures for Vogue?
Yeah, so the president and first lady of Ukraine, and it would seem to be an important thing for any magazine to cover right now. And obviously Vogue is a fashion magazine, but they're showing Annie Leibovitz, as you said, is an amazing photographer, and showing what you can look into the eyes of, especially the first lady who's on the cover. And some people speculate there's a famous painting by Henri Lautrec, Toulouse-Lautrec, the great French painter, and it's called The Clowness. The pose is very similar to the way the First Lady is sitting. And the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, describing that painting, said her frank pose and almost weary expression suggests that we are glimpsing the person behind the persona. And she's known to be a very shy woman, and now she has to represent her country to the world. And so I think that was probably the motive. But, strangely, in America, it seems that there has been quite a big controversy about this. This is hard for Ukrainians to understand, but not for me. I've been telling Ukrainians this since the beginning of the war. There's been a segment of the American society that has questioned this, including people I used to know and work with, like Tucker Carlson. And he said, in response to the Vogue cover, he said, how can we be sending money to this country, no more money to Ukraine, because they don't obviously have free time on their hands. Ugh. And the best way to respond to that is, for one, so often walking the streets of Kyiv or Lviv, I see foreign reporters putting on bulletproof vests and helmets when they're on television. As soon as they turn the cameras off comes the vest and they go to the bar. And meanwhile, grandmas and children are walking by unprotected. It's totally unnecessary in those situations, but it's all about the theatrics. And maybe if the Zelenskys had done a fake pose, some people would have applauded it. But the point is, Kyiv, the first few weeks of the war, Kyiv almost fell. The Zelenskys could have been killed. Thanks to the support from the West and Ukrainian bravery, Kyiv is fairly safe now, unless there's an air raid alarm. It's a real reflection of how, they're in a good position now to lead the country. Another thing is, in World War II, I once worked for Winston Churchill's last private secretary. So I got to hear all these great stories about Churchill. And he went to visit the White House while his nation was being attacked in 1941. And one of these nights he was found naked and drunk in a stairwell in the White House. Now, if there had been some social media or somehow image of that had leaked, with Tucker Carlson and these critics of Ukraine, would they have said that, oh, this war is not serious because the prime minister was drunk and naked, in the stairwell? I mean, and this is where we see, in war, this is the first war, I think, where we've had where, people sitting on their couches in Kansas can follow along. And that's great. I think without that, there would not be such great support for Ukraine. It would just be such a strange, distant conflict. But people also have to realize that it's been going on since February. People begin to, the cafes open up again. People have to begin to live. And we're not always being shot at by the Russians every single moment.
Yeah, I can't believe the people of Ukraine are so resilient. Seeing this just makes me think, here's a strong woman. Here's a strong couple. Despite what's going on, they're living life. I don't know what else to say. And being here on the other side of the world watching it, we have no idea. We just don't.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's important to, and a good thing about all the reporters that have come here, it's important to document what's happening. We see, like this morning, the shipbuilding city of Mykolaiv was hit. Horrible photos of people were out walking their dogs, and there's dead dogs and dead people scattered on the ground. Obviously, the Zelenskys are aware of this. There was nothing callous about their photo shoot. Their mission is to represent the people of Ukraine to the world so they can continue to be support. If I ask any of my friends who are currently in the trenches on the front line, hey, some magazine from America wants to come do a photo shoot, they would say yes. In between shooting the Russians, they would love to do it because they know they need to keep this, you know, in the world's consciousness so we don't have scenes like we had this morning in Mykolaiv.
God bless you and all the people of Ukraine, and we thank you again for being our eyes and ears over there. Joseph, please stay safe.
Thank you, Wendy, and have a good weekend.
You as well.